You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to The Director's Take. We are part of the PodcastDetroit.com network, broadcasting from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. The Director's Take firmly believes that knowing the most at this moment puts you in the best place for the next moment. And that wedding or event preparation doesn't have to be a stressful undertaking. Wedding expert Lori Lewis will help you rethink and reprioritize what a successful event can be. This is your opportunity to hear from some of the top industry professionals, listen in on candid conversations, and learn the cost-cutting, stress-free ways that others have used to plan and experience the most memorable time in their lives. If you're ready, listen in and take notes to ensure your vision comes to fruition and know you're in the right place at the right time. Here's your host, coordinator, visionary, and flavored water drinker, Lori Lewis.
Hey, all, it's Lori Lewis from The Director, and I'm actually all by myself in the studio today because this is the love month. This is the month of February, and I just wanted to take a moment. This is actually episode 11, and I just wanted to take a few moments and just talk about love and weddings and why I love weddings and why I'm so passionate about being the director and being the day of coordinator or the wedding coordinator for my past clients, my current clients, and future clients. And this is something that started when I was a very young girl. I was raised to watch romantic movies, to read romantic novels, and I blame my mother, shout out to Betty Chapman, for instilling that romantic love in me at a very, very young age. And I always like to think of the song by Anita Baker, Fairy Tales. And so I do still have that fairy tale mindset, and despite past relationships that I've been in that didn't quite pan out, I still believe in love and I still believe in a happily ever after. And there's just something about a happily ever after that appeals to me. And there's something about watching two individuals who feel that they found the one and they're declaring their love in front of friends and family. And there's just something about that that makes every wedding special, makes every wedding I attend, every wedding that I direct, just very, very special. And no two weddings are the same, believe me. Additionally, the industry has expanded so much. So it's gone beyond weddings. Now you have these elaborate proposals, these engagement photos, and these bridal showers and wedding decor and wedding fashion. I mean, wedding fashion extends beyond the bride now. I mean, the bride is still very, very fashionable and beautiful, but now you've got these bridesmaids dresses and flower girl dresses that are just as elaborate as the bride. And I'm just enthralled by it all. I tell you, I spend hours on social media just rolling through trying to stay abreast of wedding trends and wedding fashions. And I have to give a shout out to Ashley and Alexandria's Bridal Salon because they were the first bridal salon I went to when I started The Director. So I have to give them a little shout out. But that's why I love weddings. That's why I use the hashtag I love love. And so in addition to loving weddings, I love working with couples and helping them budget and figure out how they can work their budget and get all the things that they need and they want for their special day. I work with all kinds of budgets, and no budget is good and no budget is bad. Some things you're able to get and some things you're not able to get on specific budgets. But the purpose is having a budget. And I talk about that in a lot of the workshops that I do, that you've got to start with a budget. That's absolutely the most important step, is beginning with a budget. I don't care if your budget's $5,000. That's, you have to start somewhere. So as I said, this is the love month. It's February. It's part of engagement season. And, you know, where are you in your planning? Are you just getting started, or are you taking a few moments and just enjoy being engaged? Where's your thought pattern going? Where are your searches on when you get on the internet? Are you going straight to Pinterest? Are you going to social media? Are you on Facebook? What is it that you're doing to begin your planning? Why not start with a wedding industry expert? And this is no sales pitch for the director, but you have to start with some type of expert that knows what he or she is doing. Because if you don't, it might be too late once you get started and you've signed some contracts. So start with a wedding expert. Maybe you have a friend. Maybe you have a friend of a friend. Or maybe you have a friend that just recently got married and they use someone, why not contact him or her and get an initial consultation just to get you started? Social media is great, but social media can be so overwhelming. Like I said, I could spend hours on social media just flipping through various wedding accounts, and by the time I look up, it's 2 hours later. So social media can be overwhelming, especially Instagram and especially Pinterest. So if you don't want to consult an expert, like I said, why don't you contact someone who's already done it? Do you know a friend or a coworker or a family member who's just recently got married, had a bridal shower, had a proposal, whatever, and just contact them and see what they have to say. Everybody who's had an event always has some advice on what went well, what went wrong, what I would do different. These are the things I remember. These are the things I would have done instead. So that's a great way to get started. So back to just loving weddings again, hashtag I love love. What, as February comes about, and some people dread February because of Valentine's Day. So you're either at the point where you're not really thinking about it, you're so over it, you're excited to witness an upcoming nuptial, or you're actually participating in a nuptial, or you're actually getting married yourself. Where are you at this time? What is it that you're looking most forward to? And so I know that where I am right now is I'm looking forward to being a guest at a wedding. I'm looking forward to coordinating an upcoming wedding, a couple weddings. I actually, just so you know, outside of being the director, having my own company, I'm also the wedding coordinator at a Metropolitan Detroit church. So I get two ways of working my business. When I do weddings at the church, I actually just direct the wedding ceremony. And so once the bride and groom and the guests and the wedding party have departed the church, my job is over. So I enjoy that because, again, I get to witness that whole union. I get to see two individuals declare their love in front of their friends and family. I get to witness the officiant personalize every ceremony. So it's fun. And then they go off and then my job is done. So I have a little bit of a shorter day, but I'm still doing the same amount of work. And then as the director, usually what happens is I start at the rehearsal and then I go with them all the way through the end of the reception and make sure that all their gifts get to wherever their final destination is. So I get two different aspects of wedding coordinating. So again, hashtag I love love. So however I get to witness love, I take it. So again, not recently, but most of my clients, for those that don't know, part of my day job, quote unquote, is I'm actually a high school English educator. And so because I've been in education for over 20 years, I actually have had the opportunity to direct former students' weddings. And so that is super fun in that I get to interact. I'm kind of chuckling a little bit because I get to interact with them as adults versus when they're in school, they're kids. So it's interesting to see how they've grown up and they're getting married. So it's a new phase of their lives. And so that's very fun for me to watch a former student, you know, marry the love of his or her life. And it's just an amazing experience. And then, you know, I'm friends with them on Facebook, so I get to witness they're having children and just see how their lives expand from having done their wedding, from the time since I did their wedding. The other part, I get clients from what I like to coin the encore bride. And I think I talk about that on episode number 8. And that an encore bride is one of two. An encore bride is someone who's been married before, like me. I was married back in 1994. Things didn't work out. And so I considered myself an encore bride. Whenever I decide to take that leap again, I'll be considered an encore bride. So encore means a do-over, an encore. So those who are getting married second, third, fourth, whatever time, I appeal to those brides because I know firsthand experience that planning a wedding right now versus when I did back in 1994 is totally different. And I don't mean totally different in terms of trends, but just totally different as far as wants and needs and what I prioritize. Back in 94, my big priority was the dress and the invitations and individuals in the wedding. Now, if I had to plan a wedding, my priority would be not a church wedding, a destination wedding, and just my kids and not having a lot of guests. things are just different. I just see things, you know, no shade to family members or anything. It's just I have different priorities, and I just feel that going into it this time, I don't need all that pomp and circumstance. Now, one of my top priorities would be attire, of course, because I still love all, there's so many different fashions. So I know that it's a certain type of dress that I would wear. But all the invitations and inviting the guests and doing a seating chart, that's just not a priority. Now, if you're an encore bride and that is a priority, that's fine. Everybody's wedding is different. Priorities are different. The other type of encore bride is someone, male or female, who's just waited later in life to get married. And so, again, priorities have changed or shifted. You know, someone who's upper 40s or mid 30s, 40s, you know, even 50s, and they've never been married before, but they've decided to get married. They've been career focused and building a business or matriculating through the ranks of corporate America, and they've just decided that now is the time. And so again, priorities are different, and I can only speak about what I know about, and I've talked to individuals in these age brackets. So there, again, priorities are different. So I appeal to those individuals because I'm there myself. And so in some ways we're like-minded. And so I like to, you know, have an avenue, if you will, for those individuals that are looking for someone that can tap right into what they're looking for or what they need someone to help them or assist them with planning. So, but mainly a lot of my clients come and simply say, Lori, I've planned everything out. I've got all my vendors. I've got everything done. I just need someone there the day of to make sure it goes the way I've planned. And that's the type of client that comes to me, is that they've done it all. They just want to make sure that come the day of, everybody's where they should be. The flowers are where they should be. The officiant knows where to be. The marriage license is in the right hands. Parents are in the place they need to be. The venue and the decor is set up the way the bride and groom or the clients have designed. And so that's really my expertise. And having come from Michigan State with a logistics major, I think that's why I consider myself an expert in just day of coordinating. So again, hashtag I love love. I'm here. I do these podcasts because I'm hoping that they help current couples, future couples, give them somewhere to go to as a resource to listen to some of these conversations. Again, my conversations are with couples past, couples who are now married. I've had a conversation with a couple who's in the throes of wedding planning. I've had conversations with actual wedding vendors, wedding planners, wedding destination wedding planners, people who know what they're doing, but they feel it not a waste of their time to come and be on the show and have a conversation for 30 minutes just to give you guys a resource or information in planning a stress-free, flawless, memorable event. And so I'm just looking forward. Again, this is episode 11, and I've got big plans for future episodes. I hope that you've been listening up to this point. But if there's ever any individuals or topics you want to discuss, then you can always hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. I'm at The Direct Her on all three social media platforms. I'm also on Pinterest, and that's The Direct Her, D-I-R-E-C-T-H-E-R. So pun on Direct Her instead of Director, The Direct Her. And so I appreciate you listening. I hope you've gotten something from this. And I know that there's more to come. This is episode 11. This is Lori Lewis of The Direct Her. And I just look forward to interacting with you on social media in the future. Thank you. And until next time, bye-bye.